Welcome to Steven and Alex's podcast adventure, where they meet interesting people with interesting stories that come from the shadows and tell their tales. Our YouTube channel, Arcade Kingdom, is available on YouTube, and our podcast is available on most podcast platforms. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, girls and ladies, boys and men, Steven and Alex.
Welcome to episode 7 or 6 of the podcast.
Hello, and welcome everybody to episode 7 or 6 of the podcast.
I don't know what episode it is, but awesome.
We were straight up jamming to the... Shout out to Mr. Dominic Ninmark for making the Eurobeat remix of the Wii Shop
theme. Yes, the whatever Alex just said. Now, Alex, before we start the video, or the, before we start the podcast, we're going to start out with a traditional shout out to someone that we work with at the job that we work at.
Yes, and that job is none other than the great, the beautiful, the amazing, Panera.
Pandora. Pandora Jewelry.
Pandora's box has a flatbread pizza in it. That's what's in Pandora's box. Flatbread pizza.
Okay. Casey, if you're watching this shout out is for you.
Yeah, that girl. Who did the thing at that place.
You ready, Al?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I'm so ready. Hi, Alex. It's me, Casey. I think I met Alex, like, once. I don't know. Yeah. He said some pretty weird things to me. It's kind of funny. But, you guys should talk about your jobs on your podcast. Even though Alex works only, like, 4 hours. And really doesn't have a full Panera experience. And then you guys should have a relationship with boys and bring
me. I feel so valued.
To do so, because that's literally all we talk about. Okay, bye.
I feel so, like, welcome into this Panera community.
You should.
I am. Are we going to get in trouble for this, or are they going to be like...
No. She sat next to me, and she's like, do this for me, Steven. I'm like, okay. I'm just there eating, like, oatmeal or something. I'm, like, talking to my phone.
Yeah, dude, that's how it is. It is what it is, you know?
You just stick your phone, like, inches away from the person's face. Speak!
Come on, man. Don't blow out the ears of our beautiful listeners to this beautiful podcast that we have here tonight.
Yes.
On this wonderful night where it's raining outside.
And I have a scone. Printers
making noises that I can't describe because of how cool the noises are.
They sound like Tetris.
Every door in my house is extra squeaky. We made sure of it. We wanted it to be like when my son, if I have a son, I want my son, when he eventually records a podcast with some random kid, his name will probably be, I don't know, Jeff.
That's me. I'm Jeff.
Alternate universe, Steve. Jeff, Jesco.
Ew.
Yeah.
Jeff, don't. Just. Don't.
Jeff, Jesco.
Jeff, whatever you do.
J-I-Z-Z-S-C-K-O.
Classic Jesco.
Jesco.
Jesco, you want to be anyway. A slacker the rest of your life?
You're a slacker, just like your father, Josh Jisco.
Josh Jisco. Josh a slaw.
Also, shout out to my main man, Tyler. Haven't talked to him in a while, but, you know.
We shouted him out on the last podcast.
Well, he's important enough to shout him out 2 times. He's working on... God of War Kratos cart.
Kratos.
Well, Kratos is so fast that he's the only, he like runs. That's his cart, is that he runs.
It's like Mario Kart, but there's no other players. It's just Kratos.
Yeah, it's Kratos, and then all the other gods have their carts, and then it's like you want to play as boy, you just get like a motorcycle, and he's in the sidecar.
Speaking of which, Alex, I think it's fitting that I show you some of the anime, some of the anime voice mods I have.
Will it? I don't know. Not. I don't know if a lot of people on here watch anime.
Well,
I guess we'll find out.
Only one way to find out.
I've been disconnected from your beautiful stream.
What do you mean?
I don't even know anymore, man.
Just tell me if you can hear this.
Life is a circus, and I'm the clown. You like that one? No, my filament for my greedy schminter.
I also have a also.
Sorry, my 3D splinter lost its filament.
Yes, that.
Yeah, it's like toner, but for plastic.
I don't think you heard my.
I'm designing it to make, what is it printing? Oh, it's printing a bunch of plastic straws, and I'm gonna make a straw shooter to shoot at turtles.
Alex, you're supposed to save the turtles, not kill them.
I like plastic straws, okay? I don't know what the problem is. Why do we have, listen, we gotta get rid of the turtles, so
we gotta get rid of the
no one likes paper straws. Paper straws, I don't even know who came up with that. Whoever came up with paper straws clearly forgot that paper and water don't mix. Paper and water don't mix. Yeah, paper and water mix about as much as mayonnaise and cheese mixes.
It's just not
something you do.
I'll have an extra mayo and cheese sandwich, please. Go to hell. And I would like a raise.
You just get the whole, like, you're just at Panera and someone's like, ah, yes, I'll have a mayonnaise and cheese sandwich, and you just get, like, the one dude coming out in a Panera outfit. He, like, undoes
his apron. It's like
full 7 foot long katana.
It's like West Side Story.
And he gets into the pose. He's like, no, he does the.
You take a Ramona Flowers poster and you chuck it at the guy. You're just like,
dude, you just get, like...
He won't be able to walk away.
I always forget the name of the anime, but it's, like, it's like one of the first, like, old-school samurai anime.
Bro, is it One Piece? It's One Piece.
No, it has... Stop. He has, like, a scar on his cheek that's, like, a plus, and he has red hair. Hang on. I'm gonna look it up.
You do that. While Alex is doing that, how was your day, guys? You guys should send us voice submissions because I can only bear to talk about anime for so long before my already tiny brain gets even tinier. And I'll be like a chewed piece of double bubble.
Oroni Kenshin. It's Oroni Kenshin.
Bless you.
It's Oroni Kenshin. Is the name of the dude.
I made a joke. Yeah. You didn't even notice. So anyways, on a non-anime related side note, how was your day, Alex?
It was good.
You do anything in arts and crafts day?
You know it.
Bro, did you make the spaghetti thing on a paper plate? Your mom put on the fridge and your dad just took it off. He says, "What is this?" He just chucked in the trash. My parents would never let me put anything on the fridge because we're like, it'll leave a stain on the fridge. Take it off. Put it in the trash where it belongs.
This is the essence of you versus your mom. Right here.
Yeah, I am Shaggy. But yeah.
You know it.
I've been fighting, like, in a 1,000-year war with my family.
Aw, dude. This is what your mom would say to you. Like, not bad, Sasuke man. You made me use 10% of my power.
Like, not bad, Sasuke man. You made me use, like, 10% of my power.
Looks like you're the one that's gonna be saying zoinks.
Zoinks! I have the perfect Shaggy voice. Anybody tries to do a Shaggy voice better than mine will perish. But seriously, Alex, let's have a conversation that's not anime related. Let's do what Casey wanted to talk about. Let's talk about Panera.
Pandora's pretty okay. Alright, moving on to the next subject.
It's a fan request!
I didn't request any fans.
The fans requested you.
What type of fan do you have for your PC? I'm thinking of saving up to buy a PC.
Yeah, have fun spending $2,000 on a computer.
I'm gonna spend less than $1,000.
Okay, you'll spend probably about $800. That's generally how much they are.
Yeah. I found one that's kind of cool looking, too. Of course, yeah. It's got the whole gimmicky neon LED lights. It's like, is this going to improve my gaming performance? Actually, no, it'll decrease your gaming performance.
It'll give you a
epileptic seizure as you're playing Minecraft.
Here, hold on. Let me show you.
You're just playing Minecraft, and then there's a bit of lag, so you look over at your PC, and then you just start to spaz out.
See, I'm playing like Dark Souls, dude, and all of a sudden, I have a god guarding. He's guarding the top of my PC.
When you play Dark Souls, your fan just sounds like the Mega Man X, like, charging up his Mega Buster, like... No, have you ever played Mega Man X?
I've never played any Mega Man game.
Alright, so, games we
it's
have...
Too hard. Next. It's too hard! It's too hard!
It's fun! It's
fun, it's though. Too Mega hard!
Man, it's not. I mean, it is, but it's fun. There's a Street Fighter reference in Mega Man X, where if you do a certain code a couple times, you get the power to do a Hadouken.
Hadouken!
Hadouken! Me when I beat my wife on the church steps.
Hadouken! Right after the divorce.
Sure you can!
When you get your kid baptized and then you accidentally drown him in the holy water.
Combo breaker. Triple kill.
The priest is like
diabolical.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubblegum.
And I'm all out of
Hadouken.
the priest just like puts on sunglasses and is like, it's time to kick gum and chew ass. And I'm all out of ass. It's an awkward silence, and then someone just pulls out a...
It's like the guy in the back that shows up to church late is just screaming, I'm okay!
Ryu busts into the church like Shrek at the end of Shrek.
Hello, good.
Shrek just killed. Shrek yeets donkey across the church and kills the priest.
Triple kill.
Eddie Murphy's like, I made waffles!
Waffles!
I was in. What's the movie called? Norbert?
Flubber?
No, Norbert.
The Nutty Professor?
No, there's another one. But that too. It was like, yo, I ain't fat. I'm Snoop Dogg. Man turned from Biggie Smalls into...
Fat Albert.
Dude turned from Fat Albert. This is how it happens. There's a lot of analogies you can make. Ah, yes. So you're telling me that the Nutty Professor is essentially...
Alex, I see your email.
Oh, do you? Bro, I'm sorry.
Was that A Day in the Life of an Octopus?
Bro, yeah.
I'd love to be that octopus.
Dude, I am doing a project on the... Hang on, I'll show you. Hang on. This is what I'm doing my project on. I chose this.
Bro, that's me when I wake up in the morning.
Do you know how big these things are?
About the size of my brain that I don't have.
I want you to take a guess at their size. Give me an estimate in feet. How big do you think they are?
27 feet.
You are quite close.
Really? That was an oddball guess.
29.5 feet.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's
how big they are. You got them.
Who wants a 30-foot octopus in their aquarium? Like, what the hell? What is that?
It's an octopus.
Bro, that's like Dr. Zoidberg at, like, the final four.
No, this is Dr. Zoidberg. Bro, looks like the dude from I'm Blue Dabba Dee Dabba Die.
Listen up! Here's a story!
Here's a story about a little...
Hang on.
About a blue, I'm a blue, blah, blue. About a blue, blah, blah, blue. Blah, blah, blue, down to blue. And all his friends are blue. And you are blue, too.
Hang on.
Y'all, listen up. Here's a story about a little guy who lives in a blue world. And all day and all night. I'm blue, like him.
I'm blue, dabba dee dabba die, dabba dee dabba die, dabba dee dabba die.
And now this guy.
Stop.
Y'all, listen up. Here's the story.
At age seven, I was born without eyes. At age 10, I was born without a face. Oh, dude, you wanna look up YouTube videos for no reason at all? Oh, is that the Yoda death?
Yeah, it is.
Also, did you hear? Scott Pilgrim is going to get a theatrical release again.
No! Really?
April 30th, baby.
You're kidding.
And they got a trailer for it. And the trailer's actually good.
It's been 11 years. It's been 11 years!
It's been 10.
Yes! That number. Oh my god, I have to see this. So what is this, a remaster or no? I'm confused. Do they remaster it, or are they just putting it back in theaters again?
They're just putting it back in theaters.
Damn it!
And it's already amazing. What do you mean you want to remaster?
No, I want them.
We're gonna watch it at AMC.
Oh, the same place where you got barbecue sauce all over me.
Yeah, dude.
And then I got barbecue sauce all over you. And then we both walked in to see the Meg.
No, we watched... The last movie we ever saw together was the My Hero movie.
No, but we sauced each other's shirts when we saw the Meg.
Yeah, we did.
What an amazing night that was. I remember taking a picture in front of Freddie Mercury.
Also, a group of my friends wants to start a D&D club. Not a club, but just a thing. A D&D thing that we're going to be doing, like, during flex period, which is, like, lunch period.
Flex Seal! It even works underwater!
It even works on marriage!
Here's the kids.
Hang on, I want to see if I can find it. Have you ever seen
this? Flex Seal even works on kids!
Steve, have you ever seen this?
No.
Dude, it's so good if you ever want to get into actual D&D.
Whoa. That is true. I love how we're watching this while we're doing the podcast. Alex, you did remember to record, right?
Yes, we are recording.
Okay. Jump BuzzFeed quiz result. The Tower of Pimps.
It's so good. Dude, this is so funny. I love Joe Cat.
Alex, can you show me the rest of this later? Alex, this is a 30-minute video.
Dude, look.
Your application keeps pausing.
Is this you, Steven?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, it's like Fallout.
Everything isn't like Fallout. Just most things.
Dude, it's so good. RNGesus.
Such...
I did that. I put my hands in RNGesus. Let me tell you what I got. When I put my hands in the when I put my
is it an actual website?
What?
RNGesus?
No, it's just a thing that. But no, it's just a phrase. Putting your hand, it's like having faith in something that might screw you over. Dude, I put my faith in the hands of RNGesus. And how did I have a 6 for dexterity, so I don't really have that great hand-eye coordination.
So you're like me with glasses.
Yeah. It's like how Joe Cat said, while strength shows how you can plow through a table, dexterity shows how you can limbo walk under a table.
Perfect.
That sort of thing.
Also, we're at the 30-minute mark, so we'll watch the rest of this video later.
Yeah. It's going to be a 30-minute podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready, little bitches, because we're about to make your day better, because we're about to do some shout-outs. Shout out to Snickers. It's that candy bar. That kind of feels like it's kind of really good, but then you realize you just got 30 cavities in one bite, little bitch.
You bite into a whole thing of nougat, and most people don't know what nougat is. That's that one because thing they... from. It's that one thing from Stranger Things that Dustin gave his little lizard, and then it became the thing from... Little Shop of Horrors.
Let's be honest. The first time you looked at nougat, you thought it was nugget.
Yeah, you went to McDonald's and you were like, "Can I have a 4-piece nougat?" And they're like, "Sorry."
Or you were like, "Oh my god, McDonald's has a brand of candy bar where they put their chicken nuggets in a piece of chocolate."
And then the guy behind you in the drive-thru is like, "I'll take 20."
I'll take 20. Wait, are you telling me that I can now have my... are you telling me I can now have my onset diabetes in rectangular form? I'll take your entire stock.
The doctor's like, you have 3 days.
You have 5 to live. 5 what?
4.
4. 3, 2, 1.
Just blast off. You become Elon Musk's test rocket.
You become Jimmy Neutron. Got a blast. Into the stars.
Cheers to the stars. To my white cat. Rides a kid with a knack for adventure. He's got a superpower mind. Mechanical canine. He rescues the day from sure destruction. I don't know the rest of the song. That's where my adolescent brain starts to fog. Oh, what do you show me now? I can't see your screen.
Why not?
Because it says application paused. Now I can see it.
How about now?
Okay. Show me. Is that a seal that looks like a Twinkie? Is that Doge Seal? Oh shoot! He's too powerful. That's amazing.
Yeah, dude, it's so... I love when... my favorite. I put Josuke's theme over an anti-bullying video.
Final boss of chess.
So this is a child that can play chess.
How old's the kid?
Just wait. I invite.
International Grandmaster.
12th generation International Grandmaster.
Mummy!
Mother! Hang on. Hang on, I got this one. This one's really funny.
Oh no.
Oh no. He catches up to her.
What a creep.
Dude, you want to see it again?
Imagine if you're in a park and you just see that.
Dude, this I would die.
He looks so retarded.
Bro, he's zooming. He catches up to her in like no time. Look at his speed. Look at his speed. Look how far she is.
Is the cart titan.
He follows the path too. He just follows the path.
Alex, he's the cart titan.
It is the cart titan. Also, someone animated it.
Oh no! Mama.
Mama. No, I don't want to die.
Let's see how many minutes on the podcast we're at. We are at 36 minutes. How long do you want to go for?
What's this one? Dog Souls.
Dog Souls? Oh no. Oh no!
When you think it's a friendly NPC.
I like him. Alex, it reminds me of that one squirrel we found in the park.
Yeah, dude. When the sudden boss appears. Oh, dude, that's my favorite.
Thank you.
Oh no.
I can't watch anymore. Alex, stop.
Dude.
Just, we've been just, doing this for almost 45 minutes.
Dude, just look. Here, let's end the podcast and then we'll watch this. Alright, everyone, thank you for joining. We're going to have to cut this. Everyone, hello everyone. Or goodbye, everybody.
Good
thank
job,
you for
Alex.
Watch. Thank you for listening. We hope you all have a wonderful night. And we're going to end it in 3, 2, 1.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.